Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, Series 11, Episode 5, our final episode of this series. As we approach the Christmas holidays, we have a bumper episode for you. On this edition, we have Christmas features about Manalodge's favourite Christmas things, Christmas songs, and Christmas family outings. We also have features on sweet brands, famous people in history, sports, books, K-pop demon hunters, baking, jokes and riddles, things to do when you're bored, and a comedy script. Plus, our teacher interview is with Year 2 TA, Mrs. Aldridge. Let's kick things off with a mom from Year 4 who has found out what our favourite things about Christmas are.
Hello, my name is Iman and I'm in Year 4. Today, I will be telling you about Manalodge's, MLS's, favourite things. Let me explain. I've gone around school and asked teachers and students what their favourite thing about Christmas are. First up, Phoebe Jordan Bunn in 4K. Phoebe's favourite thing about Christmas is the Christmas tree. Our first teacher, Mrs. Kirschberg. Mrs. Kirschberg's favourite thing about Christmas is the sparkle and the magic. Next, Abdillah in 2S. Abdillah's favourite thing about Christmas are the Christmas lights. Our second teacher, Mr. Gallagher, loves the Christmas music. Now, Sienna Thakra in 1R. Sienna's favourite thing about Christmas is Santa. Mrs. Dwyer, our woodwind teacher's favourite thing about Christmas is the Christmas carols. Time for Axel in RMA. Axel's favourite thing about Christmas is building a snowman. Now Sianna in 1R. Sianna's favourite thing about Christmas is her birthday and feeding the reindeer. Ruby in 1J. Ruby's favourite thing about Christmas is playing in the snow. Darcy also in 1J. Darcy's favourite thing about Christmas is going to see Santa and reading out her Christmas list. And finally, my favourite thing about Christmas is the family time. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Please remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Next, here is Ava and Alexa from Year 4 with some great ideas for family days out this Christmas.
Hi, I am Ava.
And I'm Alexa. Today we are going to talk about the top 8 Christmas family day outings.
Christmas family day outings including visiting Winter Wonderland in London. At Winter Wonderland, you can see exciting circus shows at a 17-minute giant wheel or the UK's largest impressive ice experience. Explore Winter Wonderland attractions.
Number 2. Ice skating at a local rink. At a rink, you get skates and get to slip and slide, and if you struggle, you can use a fun training aid to help you.
Number 3. Seeing a festive show or a display like Hogwarts in the snow, you can get up close to props, costumes and models used in Harry Potter films. The wonder, though, the Harry Potter studio Christmas sets, all dressed. You can buy Harry Potter wands and maybe, just maybe, you might meet Harry Potter.
Number 4. Exploring Christmas market. Having fun in a wonderful wintry shop is always fun. You can buy lots of stuff, but if you don't have any more money, you can have a great time and maybe even see Santa.
Number 5. Going for a walk in a Winter Wonderland theme park. At Winter Walk, you can look out for sights and play in the snow. Number 6. Themed event at a local attraction like the museum. Looking at a museum is a joyful while looking at artifacts, maybe even covered in Christmas decorations.
Number 7, Lapland in Finland. You can get husky rides, you can meet Santa. It's the best. Even I've been there and I had such a fun time.
Number 8, Santa's Grotto. At Santa's Grotto, you could do fun activities, you could get presents, you could even see Santa, and also you can get a photo with Santa and take it home, and it will be a big memory, and you can remember that for so many years.
So if you want to go out in winter and don't have any ideas, you can take some of these.
Have a great time exploring some wintry fun, and remember to enjoy Christmas and your family day outings.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Thank you for listening.
On to music next. Here is Ava from Year 4 with some top Christmas songs.
Hi, I'm Ava and I'm in Year 4. I'm going to continue my Christmas theme, and so far we've discussed top gifts for Christmas, Christmas movies, and today I'm going to talk about Christmas songs. First is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You was released by Mariah Carey on her first holiday album called Merry Christmas in 1994. The song is an up-tempo Christmas song that talks about spending time with loved ones over receiving gifts. Apparently, Maria co-wrote this song in only 15 minutes. It is the best-selling Christmas song of all time in America, and it earned 3 Guinness World Records in 2019. Now let's listen to a little bit of it. Second is Last Christmas by George Michael. George Michael wrote Last Christmas in his childhood bedroom, and did you know it wasn't actually meant to be a Christmas song? It was actually a love song. It was released as a charity single with the sales going to help people in Ethiopia. It reached number 2 in the UK charts in 1984, but then became number 1 in 2021. George Michael wrote and produced the song, as well as playing every instrument on the track. Let's play a clip and see which instruments you can hear. Next up is Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms. Jingle Bell Rock is an American Christmas song first released by Bobby Helms in 1957. It was the first rock Christmas song and is so popular it is being covered by many singers including Hilary Duff and Kelly Clarkson in the last few years. Jingle Bell Rock has been used in many movies such as Home Alone 2, A Muppet Family Christmas and Mean Girls. Here's a short clip. Next is Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande. Santa Tell Me has become a modern Christmas song. It became the first holiday song released in the 21st century to reach the top 5 in the United States in 2024, 10 years after being released. It has been a top 10 in many other countries worldwide, including Australia, Canada, and Italy. And a lot of this is down to Ariana Grande, who is also an actress and is currently in the cinemas in Wicked 2. She plays one of the amazing lead characters, Glinda. I love Wicked movies, as well as Santa Tell You. Here's a bit of the song. And finally, One More Sleep by Leona Lewis. Another recent Christmas song is One More Sleep, released by Leona Lewis in 2013. The song is about children's excitement for big celebrations, such as Christmas or their birthdays, and is inspired by Leona Lewis's love of Motown music. It has become the most streamed Christmas song in the UK and the fourth biggest Christmas song in the 21st century in the UK. Leona Lewis became famous after winning X Factor in 2006. Here's a bit of it. Snow was falling all around us. many popular Christmas songs, but I hope you heard one of your favourites. Hope you have a Merry Christmas and thank you for listening. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye.
Over to Anissa from Year 4 now, who has looked into some top sweet brands.
Hi, I'm Anissa and today I'm going to talk about the top 5 sweet brands. The top 5th sweet brand is from Brazil, which is Trident. Trident is a brand of sugar-free chewing gum owned by the Italian-Dutch company Perfetti Van Melle. It was originally introduced by American Chicle in 1960, shortly before it was bought by Warner Lambert in 1962. It reached the UK in 2007, when it was introduced by its then-owner Cadbury Strep Weeps in the United Kingdom. Trident is sold in more than 70 countries around the world, but sometimes marketed under different names. The gum is called Stimerol across much of Europe and Africa. Belden in Argentina, First in Turkey, Tyrol in Russia, and Hollywood in France. The fourth best sweet brand is in Germany, and it's Milka. The brand's name is a portmanteau of the product's two main ingredients, Milch, which is milk, and Kakao, which is cocoa. Milka is a European brand of chocolate confectionery, originally made in Switzerland in 1901 by Suckhard. It has been produced in Lorach, Germany, since 1901. Since 2012, it has been owned by US-based company Mondelez International when it demerged from its predecessor, Kraft Foods Inc., which had taken over the brand in 1990. It is sold in bars and a number of novelty shapes for Easter and Christmas. The third best is in the United Kingdom, which is Cadbury's chocolate. Cadbury's is dairy milk. Cadbury's Dairy Milk is a chocolate bar that claims to have a glass and half a milk in every bar. This chocolate treat was created in 1904 and became an instant hit following its retail sales in 1905. Cadbury was bought out by Kraft Foods in 2010. There are 350 million bars of Dairy Milk chocolate sold every year. That's nearly a million a day. There are 350 million bars of Dairy Milk chocolate sold every year. Cadbury's created the first heart-shaped chocolate box. Richard Cadbury, the son of the founder, John Cadbury, came up with the idea for St. Valentine's Day, 1861. The second top sweet brand is the United States of America, which is M&M's. M&M's are colourful, button-shaped chocolates consisting of a hard candy shell surrounding a filling that differs depending on the variety, each of which has the letter M printed in lowercase on one side. In 1940, M&M Limited was founded in Newark, New Jersey. The name M&M stands for Mars and Mary, which were the last names of the two company founders, Forrest Mars, Sir, and Bruce Murray, who owned 20% of M&M Limited. Murray was the son of Hershey Chocolate President William F.R. Murray. This arrangement allowed M&Ms to be made with Hershey Chocolate, as Hershey had control of Russian chocolate during World War II. The first one is the United States of America, which is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the number one selling candy brand in the United States, consisting of white fudge milk or dark chocolate cups filled with peanut butter. They were invented by H.B. Reese after he founded the H.B. Reese Candy Company in 1923. In Italy, working from the basement of his Hershey Pennsylvania home, Reese's success eventually allowed him to build two modern factories. Reese died on May 16, 1956, in West Palm Beach, Florida, leaving the company to his six sons. On July 2, 1963, the H.B. Reese Candy Company merged with the Hershey Chocolate Corporation in a tax-free stock merger. In 2024, after 61 years of stock splits, the original 666,360 shares of Hershey common stock received by the Reese brothers represent 60 million Hershey shares valued at over $4.4 billion. That pay annual cash dividends of $87.6 million. In 1966, 6 years after the Reese-Hershey merger, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups became the Hershey Company's top seller. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye!
Now it's Phoebe from Year 4 with some recommended books.
Hi, I am Phoebe. Today I'm going to be talking about two really good books you could read. The first one is Lottie Brooks vs. the Ultra Mean Girls. Lottie Brooks vs. the Ultra Mean Girls is about a girl called Lottie Brooks who has a gang called the Girls of 8 Green. The people in her gang are Poppy, Jess, Amber, and Molly. In the middle of the book, Amber leaves the group and joins Tumge that stands for the Ultra Mean Girls. In Tumge's group, there is Candice and Izzy G and Amber. Really close to the end, Lottie goes first for doing a rap, and it shows you the whole rap in the book. Amber agrees to doing a rap, but then she doesn't do any rap at all. If you listen to all of this, you could go and read the book, and you could get a head start because I've already told you some of the book. There was a set of books to read, not just one book. There's a whole load of books you could read about Lottie Brooks. Next is Amelia Fang and the Trouble with Todds. The main character is Amelia, who has a brother called Vincent, and her mother has a cold, so she has to take him to a party she was invited to. In the party, they have some food, and when they are eating, Vincent leaves the house, and he goes to the Frog Afterlife. They all go after him to the Frog Afterlife, and it was huge. They searched high and low, but there was still no sign of him. Vincent was only a baby, and he is very grabby. As I said in Lottie Brooks, you can read the book and find out more about it, and even if she finds her brother. Thank you for listening. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Next, theme that might be featuring in lots of children's stockings this Christmas, K-pop Demon Hunters. Here are Florence and Ahana from Year 4.
Hello, my name is Ahana and here with me is Florence. Today we are going to talk about secrets from K-pop Demon Hunters. But first, let's get back to our riddle from last podcast. The question was, I need you to touch the post and run back in. On Saturdays, the sweets I'll bring. From the sides, I will sing. You're a man of large child, the world you will win. Who am I? The answer is Miss Spinny.
Let's get back to today's podcast. Number one. Did you know that Mira and Mystery are siblings? We know this because if you look closely, Mira and Mystery have the same earrings. This also reveals that Mira is a demon.
Number two, did you know that Zoe and Gina were siblings? We know this because at the start of the movie, you can see that Gina is poor and he has a mum and a sister. That sister is Zoe, but Zoe is not a demon. This is because Gina goes into the demon world and leaves his mum and Zoe behind. The only question is that in the movie it says Gina is over 400 years old. So how is Zoe only a teenager?
Number three. Did you know that Mystery and Baby Saja are siblings too? If you look closely at the scene when the Saja boys fight Huntrix, Mystery and Baby Saja have the same necklace.
Number four. Some people say that Mystery and Mira are siblings, since they have the same earrings. As my partner said, Mystery and Baby Saja are siblings. So are Mystery, Baby Saja and Mira triplets?
Number five. Did you know Rumi has a sister who was watching Rumi the whole time? Rumi thought that she was the only one left in the family, but she wasn't. Also, Celine kills Rumi's dad, who was trying to show that demons have love in their heart.
Now let's do our riddle. Riddle five.
I am knowledge, I am growth. I came from the woods, yet I still have my leaves. Everywhere you go, you carry me with pride. You'll find out next podcast. The reason why this riddle was really hard is because it's our last podcast, so we wanted to share a really hard riddle with you.
Thank you for listening.
A little history now. Here are Shaquille and Bobby from Year 5 to tell us about some famous people in history that they've researched.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
And I'm Shaq.
And we're going to be talking about
famous people in history. Number one, Stalin. Joseph Stalin was a Soviet politician and revolutionary who led the Soviet Union from 1924 until his death in 1953. He held office as a general secretary of the Communist Party from 1922 to 1952 and as a premier from 1941 until his death. Joseph Stalin was the main leader of the Soviet Union from the mid-1920s until his death in 1953.
Number two, Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein was a German-born theoretical physicist best known for developing the theory of relativity. Einstein also made up important contributions to quantum theory. His mass energy equivalence formula, E equals mc squared, which arises from most special relativity, has been called the world's most famous equation.
Number three, Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton was an American military officer, statesman and founding father, who served as the first U.S. Secretary of the Treasury from 1789 to 1795 under the presidency of George Washington. Born in Charlestown, Nevis Hamilton was orphaned as a child.
Number four, George Washington. George Washington was a founding father and the first president of the United States, serving from 1789 to 1797. As commander of the Continental Army, Washington led Patriot forces to victory in the American Revolutionary War against the British Empire.
Number five, Henry VIII. Henry VIII was King of England from 22nd of April until 1509 until his death in 1547. Henry was a forceful monarch. He is also known for his six marriages and his efforts to have his first marriage to Catherine of Aragon.
Number six, Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar, who lived from the 12th of July 100 BC to the 15th of March 44 BC, was a Roman general and statesman, a member of the first triumvirate. Caesar led the Roman armies in the Gallic War before defeating his political rival Pompey in a civil war. He subsequently became dictator from 49 BC until his death in 44 BC. Caesar played a critical role in these events.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bobby and Shaq out.
On to sport next. Here are Anissa and Phoebe from Year 4 to tell us about a couple of top sports.
Hi, I am Phoebe.
And I am Anissa.
And today we are going to talk about the top two sports.
The first best sport is football. The Premier League was founded in 1992. With the first ever game played on Saturday, 15th of August of that year. The league plays out between August and May, with football teams competing to be crowned English champions. These days, each team plays a total of 38 matches, and many of the games are broadcast on TV, with millions in the UK watching every week. Nowadays, there are 20 teams in the Premier League, but when it first began, there were 22. Those first two 22 members were Arsenal, Aston Villa, Blackburn Rovers, Chelsea, Coventry City, Crystal Palace, Everton, Ipswich Town, Leeds United, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United, Middlesbrough, Norwich City, Nottingham, Forest, Oldham Athletic, Queen's Park Rangers, Sheffield United, Sheffield Wednesday, Southampton, Tottenham Hotspur and Wimbledon.
The second one is cricket. Cricket is a popular sport, so popular that it's considered the second most loved sport in the world. It is enjoyed by more than 2.5 billion fans in 180 countries. This sport is most popular in England, Australia, and subcontinental Asia, especially in India and Pakistan. Cricket was originally a children's game played in England during the 16th century, especially in southern eastern countries. When the British expanded overseas, they brought the game with them. The man considered as the father of cricket is William Gilbert Grace. He played amateur cricket in England, and it is credited for helping develop the sport into the modern obsession that is he has become. The first Test cricket captain for the England team were James Lillywhite and David Gregory. Of the two, Lillywhite was the first to play. He died in 1929, becoming the last player of the very first Test match to pass away. Cricket is played in several formats, but the three major forms. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Please remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Top choices, girls. Two of my personal favourites there, although not as fond of cricket as usual this week after England's recent performances down under. Something else you might be doing over the holidays, other than watching the Ashes, is baking. So here are Ava and Alexa with some recipe suggestions.
Hello, my name is Ava.
And I'm Alexa.
We are going to tell you about the four best sweet treats and recipe. First of all, fudge. You need 397 grams of tin condensed milk, 450 grams 1 lb light brown soft sugar, 120 grams 4¼ oz butter cubed, 125 milliliters 4 fl oz milk, and a pinch of salt. Use the ice water hack and you won't need a sugar thermometer.
Our second recipe is German chocolate cake. What you need is 1 oz package baker's sweet chocolate broken into pieces, 1/2 cup boiling water, 1 cup butter softened, 2 cups white sugar, 4 large eggs separated, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2½ cups sift all-purpose flour, and 1 teaspoon of baking soda.
Our next recipe is brownies. You need 225 grams, 8 oz butter perfectly unsalted, 451 lb caster sugar, 145 oz dark chocolate broken into pieces, 5 free-range medium eggs, 4 oz plain flour, 55 grams 2 oz cocoa powder.
Our last one is madeleines. You need 400 grams 14 oz plain flour plus extra rolling, 2 teaspoon caster sugar, 1 lemon, nest only, 250 grams 10 oz cold butter cut into cubes, 1 free range egg beaten with 2 teaspoon cold water plus 1 free range egg beaten to glaze, 150 grams 51 oz golden caster sugar plus 1 teaspoon for sprinkling, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 2 teaspoon corn flour, peeled cored sliced.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Now, I'm sure your Christmas holidays will be jam-packed full of fun, but just in case you're stuck for something to do, here is Ava from Year 4 with some things to do when you're bored.
Hi, I'm Ava, and I'm in Year 4. Today I'm going to talk about 8 really good things to do when you're bored. And the first one is start a scrapbook. Gather photos and decorative items to create a personalised scrapbook. 2. Try painting or drawing. Grab some supplies to let your imagination flow onto the canvas or paper. Make DIY gifts. Craft handmade gifts like handles, candles, jewellery or knitted scarves for your loved ones. 3. Write a short story. Pick up a pen and paper or your laptop and let your mind weave an engaging tale. 4. Create a vision board. Collect magazine clippings, quotes and images to visualise your goals and dreams. 5. Make greeting cards. Design and craft personalised cards for special occasions. 6. Build a model kit. Choose from cars, aeroplanes or buildings and assemble a detailed model. 7. Learn origami. Start with simple designs and work your way up to complex paper folding art. 8. Do some artwork. Draw pictures and colour them in as memories for your family. Thank you for listening.
On to some comedy next. First, here are Ahan and Florence from Year 4 with some jokes and riddles, followed by Bobby and Shaq from Year 5 with their own comedy script.
Hi. My name is Florence and here with me is Ahana.
Today we are going to do our top 10 jokes and top 10 riddles. But first we've got to get back to our riddle. This was the riddle. Your thought shaped me, your words became mine. Mr. G made me and you can find me online. The answer is the MLS podcast. It's time for our top 10 jokes now.
Number 1.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
What?
Wahoo!
I can tell you're excited to see who's at the door. Number 2. What do you call a sad strawberry?
Sorryberry?
No, where did you get that idea from?
Okay, then what's the answer?
A blueberry. Number 3.
Why was the broom late for work?
I have absolutely no idea.
Because he overslept.
Number 4.
Why was the cell phone afraid to go to the dentist?
I don't know why.
He didn't want him to remove his Bluetooth.
Number 5.
What did the traffic light say to the other traffic light?
I'm red.
Don't look at me, I'm changing.
Number 6. Why can't pirates never learn the alphabet?
Because they aren't smart.
No, silly, it's because they're lost at sea. Number 7.
What type of shoes do ninjas wear?
Spy shoes?
No, sneakers. Number 8.
What gets wetter the more it dries?
A human?
A towel.
Number 9.
How do you get a baby to sleep?
I don't know.
You rock it.
Number 10.
Why did the child bring a ladder to school?
Oh, I know this one.
Yes.
Because he wanted to go to high school.
Yes, that's the answer. Anyway, it's time for our top 10 riddles.
Number 1.
A man was walking in a street and it started raining. He had no shelter and no coat. So how did his hair not get wet?
Because he had a hat on?
No, I said he had no shelter. It's because he was bald.
Number 2.
What has a spine but no bones?
A human with no bones?
Wait, what? Anyway, it's a book. Number 3.
What question can you never answer yes to?
What is your name?
No, are you asleep?
Number 4. What kind of band can't play music?
A pop band because they're already popped before they can play?
No, but that's a good answer. But the real answer is a rubber band.
Number 5.
I'm an odd number, take away a letter and I become even. What number am I?
A non-existent number?
No, the number 7.
Number 6.
You see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible?
I don't know.
All of the people are married. Number 7. I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. What am I?
A person who does not have a beard but a moustache?
No. He was a barber. He shaves lots of hair every day, but not his own.
Number 8.
David's parents have 3 sons, Tom, Alex, and what's the name of the 3rd son?
I'm just going to guess it. Peter?
No, David, because it clearly said David's parents.
Number 9.
What can travel all around the world without leaving its corner?
A stamp?
Finally, that is correct.
Last riddle.
What has one eye but can't see?
A monster with one eye who is blind?
Nope, a needle. Now it's time for our riddle that we give at the end of each podcast. Riddle 4.
I need you to touch the post and run back in. On Saturdays, the sweets I'll bring. You can do anything from the sides, I will sing. You're a Manalodge child, the world you will win. Who am I? You'll find out next podcast. Thank you for listening.
Hello, I'm Shaq. And
I'm Bobby.
No, I'm Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
And today, we're going to be doing a comedy script.
No, I am.
No.
Okay, we'll do it together.
I am Bobster.
And I am Shaqmeister.
And you're stupid.
No, you're stupid.
Anyway, I am the smartest person in the world.
But don't forget the ugliest.
Shucks!
I am the most amazing person.
But don't forget the most irritating.
Stop! This is Christmas time, so we need to be nice.
Fine, just one thing. When you get more food, the dinner lady said, wow, look at your tummy.
I hate you.
You're the most annoying person in the world.
Can we please get back to the interview?
I created time travel. So see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
No, you don't. One second.
Hi, bye. Hi, bye.
Get back here right now.
I am back.
I'm going to rip your hair out.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to catch me. Hee, hee, hee. Scene change.
This scene is all about...
me.
Hey, you meanie.
Okay, is it really about...
me.
Stop it. I don't like it.
I don't
like it. I don't like it.
Okay, fine.
Stop. Where were we? Okay, today we're going to talk about stairs. But there's just stairs.
I know. That's why we're talking about it. They're so intricate and soft. Hang on a minute. Am I talking about stairs? Anyway.
That's all we've got time for today.
What? Well,
thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bobby and Shaq out.
We round things off with our interview for this episode. Here is Maya from Year 4 putting the questions to Year 2 TA, Mrs. Aldridge, who joined us in September.
Hello, Mrs. Aldridge. Today I'm here to ask you about yourself so the children and staff at Manor Lodge can know a little bit more about you.
Thank you, Maya Nova.
Firstly, what year do you teach at Manor Lodge?
I teach Year 2.
Okay, why did you choose to be a teacher?
Ooh, I chose to be a teacher because I believe that every child has something special inside them and I want to be someone who helps them grow and feel confident and be really happy at school.
Okay, if you were not a teacher, what would you be?
Oh, I'd like to be lots of things, but I think I'd if I wasn't a teacher, I'd like to be a travel agent. I like planning trips and finding exciting places to explore. So I can help people find amazing holidays so they can have fun activities and discover great destinations and go on adventures.
Okay, what was your favourite subject when you were in school?
Oh, my favourite subject. I think my favourite subject was drama, because I love getting ready to act and be silly and pretend to be somebody that I wasn't, be different characters and work with other people to put on shows. And it was a place where we could be creative, have fun and be things and be a person that I wasn't really.
Okay, if you could have any superpower in the world to help you teach, what would it be?
Oh, I think I would like maybe teleportation. So if we were learning, if the children were learning about the oceans, I can transport them all to the sea and we could swim with dolphins. Or if we learn about geography, we could go to the jungle and see lots of animals. So that'd be a fun lesson then, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If you could take your class on a trip anywhere in the world, where would you go?
This time of year, in December, I think I would take all the children to Lapland. So they could come and see Father Christmas riding through the snow and all the elves with their presents, and that would be really exciting.
Okay, and do you have any hobbies or hidden talents?
Hobbies, I like gardening. I like doing my garden, planting plants and seeing them grow in the summer, look lovely, and growing vegetables so we can eat them.
Okay, and lastly, do you have anything fun planned for the festive season?
Oh, well, obviously seeing all my family gathering together. And I've got a trip to the theatre, which will be very nice. And no, just looking forward to the festive season, being together.
Thank you very much for talking with me today, Mrs. Aldridge.
Oh, thank you very much, Maya. It's been lovely. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Maya. Thanks, Mrs. Aldridge. And thanks to everyone for listening. With Christmas almost upon us, that just about wraps things up for this episode and this series. We'll be back in a new year with a brand new series and a fresh batch of podcasters. So a big thank you to all the members of the club this term for the work they've put into creating each episode. Everyone at Manor Lodge would like to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Years. We look forward to seeing and speaking to you in 2026. Just time to tell you our intro music this week was created by Sophie on GarageBand. And now to close the episode and the series, here are some performances of Christmas songs by our infant choir. Enjoy.